Hanover Abbey, Tuesday morning, everybody. Tuesday, January 24th, 2023. It's Tom Drake's Daily Cruise and Travel News podcast brought to you by the Snoot Factory, www.thesnootfactory.com. Tom Drake here. Who else would get involved with this operation? I am on board Oceana Serena, and we have arrived in Roatan, Honduras, on what will be a very busy and crazy day for our guest. Normally, when we arrive in Roatan, Honduras, we are at a small pier location where there's some tchotchke shops, a couple of coffee shops, one restaurant, and it's a jumping off point there. Get a cab, get a tour. Today we arrived and there was already one ship ahead of us, the Symphony of the Seas. That's over 6,000 guests plus crew. Also, there's a Nico Cruises yacht tendering in. It's pure chaos here. I won't be going ashore. I feel bad for the guests. It happens, you know, that way. It's going to be really tough. If you don't have a tour book, you're dead in the water. What's ironic about this is that there's 7,000 people Americans trying to get into Honduras today. Meanwhile, on the border of Mexico and Texas, there's probably 2,000 Hondurans trying to get into the United States. We got to figure this out, huh? They're trying to get out, and we're spending a fortune to get in. Anyway, before I get to what's happening in the cruise and travel industry, which is the purpose of this whole podcast, I want to tell you a quick story from my buddy Perry. Now, let me tell you something. Perry is not an imaginary friend. I haven't lost my mind. I'm not trying to be a vent. I'm not like Joe Biden with his friend Corn Pop. There really is a Perry. He's on board the ship. He is not a comedian. As I mentioned, he has money in the bank. Impossible. You can't be a comedian with money in the bank. But he's funny and he sees funny things. And he's also traveling with his in-laws. In-laws happen to be close friends of mine, very close friends, two of the greatest people you'll ever meet. They're in a suite. I only hang around with people that are in suites, sorry. And they're in a suite, and if you don't know how it works on a ship, when you get a suite, there are two bathrooms. There's a very large bathroom, and then there's a very small half bath. And the very large bathroom goes to the wife. That's hers. It's big enough. You can have dance lessons from the butler in there. And the little one, that goes to the husband. That's the way it works. There's no democracy on cruise ships. So my friend has the little bathroom, and of course, you know, he has to do what men have to do. You know, men, some have to do something. I don't want to get into it. I'm not going to get graphic here, but he had to do something. He went into his little room to do something. And here on Oceana, we're all about elegance. We're all about just, you know, really nice. And so we have a cover over the toilet paper, like a stainless steel platinum cover that covers the toilet paper so you don't see it, because you don't want to know about it. The toilet paper, we don't know. So there's a cover over it. And so my good friend goes into that room to do what a man has to do, and it's not a big room, and he goes to position himself, which you have to do, and instead of lifting the cover, it scrapes his arm. I'm older. We're all older here. And you bleed quicker. So now he's bleeding. He went in to do something, what he wanted to do, but he ended up doing something else because he's got blood. Now he's got a towel wrapped around his arm. Meanwhile, the wife was in the bathroom getting a foxtrot lesson from the butler. So he walks near the bathroom. He can't go in it. He went around the corner from it, and he called out the wife's name. She came out, and she saw the arm, and he's bleeding and everything. She goes, "That's why you could never use my bathroom. Just stay in your little room and be careful next time." All right, roll the music. Now, this story has a purpose, because I have a good friend of mine. I'm not going to use last name, John. John has always wanted to ride the Rocky Mountaineer train through the Canadian Rockies. He talks about it all the time. Emails it. Gonna do it. Something I want to do on the bucket list. Well, I wish I was saying this was Oceana, but Cunard, that operates the Queen Elizabeth. Next, 2024, enough time to book it, John. You can ride the Queen Elizabeth and also ride the Rocky Mountaineer train at the same time. They're combining it. So that's Alaska. You're going to go to Alaska, and you're also going to ride the Rocky Mountaineer train, which they say is absolutely beautiful and very expensive, but a great sightseeing train. It has the glass top on it. I rode in a train like that. I went to Machu Picchu against my will. My wife wanted to go to Machu Picchu. It's in Lima, Peru. It's very high up, 11,000 feet in the air. You have to take sickness pills and everything else. And we rode a train with the glass top. I don't think it was nearly as nice as the Rocky Mountaineer. In fact, when I booked it, the ticket agent said, "Do you want the train that derails once a month or twice a month?" But it was good. And Queen Elizabeth is quite posh, you know. They have other things going on there. They have Alaska afternoon tea. That the difference is it's the tea is cold because it's Alaska. You get it? Alaska afternoon tea. And they have the elegant ice white ball. It reminds me of a softball injury, but let's move on. And they have another dining concept called Frontier, which offers a taste of Alaska. Oh, boy. The creativity just reeks. It just jumps off the pager. Anyway, looks like a good trip in 2024. Travel. Contact your travel planner, and you can go on the Queen Elizabeth and also ride the Rocky Mountain Air train, and you can eat some Alaska food and have some cold tea. It'll be a beautiful deal. So, also... Cunard does a great job with their lecturers and their entertainers. I had a conversation two nights ago with a guest who always sells Cunard, and he wasn't complaining. He was commenting that we don't have a lot of musicians on board. No, we have a lot of chefs. We have a lot of cooks, and we have a lot of lobster. And he said when he's on Cunard, they have 36 musicians. And I explained to him that we have 200 cooks just doing prep work in the kitchen for 500, 600 guests. It's all about the food at Oceania. It always has been. We have very good entertainment, but we don't have 36 musicians. And we have a spectacular onboard O-Life speaker named Sandy Kerr. She's amazing. But over on Cunard, they put a lot of money into their entertainment and a lot of money into their lecture series, because they get celebrities. So on this Rocky Mountaineer Queen Elizabeth, Alaska, Canada trip, a gentleman named Bear Grylls, I think it's pronounced this way, Grylls. He's English, you know, and he's an adventurer and a mountain climber and all kinds of things, a TV presenter. He's very famous in England. He means squat in the United States, and I'm pretty sure the only people that are going to book this trip are from the United States, so they're going to go, who the hell's this guy? But he's very famous in England, and the only reason I mentioned him, I didn't know who he was or anything about him, and this is all about a learning process. This podcast is so I learn and you learn. You didn't know about Bear Grylls. I read Bear Grylls. That's like the, I thought it was like the biggest one that Charbroil sells. You know, the gas, the outdoor gas company. You know, the biggest one. One you can cook a bear on. That would be a Bear Grill. Anyway, it's not. He's an adventurer. And he has three children. So what? Well, the first child was born in 2003. Who cares? It was named Jesse. That's almost normal. But even for England, you don't name a kid Jesse. It's Nigel. Something like that. Or Richard. Like after one of the, you know, one of the famous adventurers. Sir Francis Drake or something. You know. But the first kid's named Jesse. The second kid born in 2006, he lost a bet. His kid's named Marmaduke. Who the hell names their kid Marmaduke? You name the dog is named Marmaduke from the TV show. And his third kid, he really lost out. He's named Huckleberry. On purpose. This guy has been climbing too high up without oxygen for too long. That's all I have to say about that. All right, next story. Talk about Jordan. I've been to Jordan. I really enjoyed it in Jordan. I thought people were very nice. We were docked in Aqaba, and there were vintage fighter planes flying over, not fighter planes, props, vintage World War II planes flying over our ship in formation. And it was very cool, even cooler when you realize the guy leading the formation was the King of Jordan. He's quite a pilot. He's also flown in battle with these guys. He's attacked a few people that attacked Jordan. He returned the favor. Anyway, it's a very nice place to visit. You go to Petra, you go to Wadi Rum Desert. I don't say nice things about many places, but I enjoyed it there. The people were nice. And Petra, of course, is where they filmed part of Raiders of the Lost Ark. It's worth the visit. Anyway, they built a new terminal. That's the point of this rambling on in Aqaba. Brand new terminal. So when you go there, if you book there, you're going to walk. It was never bad, but this one's gorgeous, state of the art, got all the bells and whistles, the high speed Wi-Fi, and a lot of shops, because you don't have a terminal without a lot of shops. That's a necessary part of building a terminal these days. So they had a big grand opening, and the Minister of Local Administration was there, and the Ambassador to Jordan from the United Arab Emirates was there, Sheikh Khalifa bin Mohammed bin Khalid Al Nahyan. My goodness, how do you put that on a business card? Both sides? Sheikh Khalifa bin Mohammed bin Khalid Al Nahyan. What, they probably call him Bin. Yeah. My name is Sheikh Khalifa bin Mohammed bin Khalid Ali, but you can call me Bin. Anyway, they opened the terminal. So if you're going to Jordan, hey, you're going to be excited because it's brand new. Got new seats and everything. Pretty exciting. Good for them. I thought it was nice. Plus, I just wanted to shake. I wanted to say, Sheikh bin Baki Kehi. Michael Bailey is the CEO of a Royal Caribbean Cruise Line. And he was interviewed a couple of days ago for the coffee chat. And was he excited? Wee! It wasn't too much coffee. According to Michael Bailey, Royal Caribbean is having a record upon record upon record year. year when it comes to sales. Michael Belli, and I quote, said, "We have been having record booking day after record booking day. Last week was the biggest booking week in the history of our business. Booking, big book week, whatever." He said, "It's unbelievable, and it just seems getting better and better." Why do I mention this? Because we have a lot of people in the travel industry that listen to this podcast. We have a lot of cruisers that worry about the cruise industry. Everything is going great. Great. Everything is looking up. Plus, I just read an article where hotel rooms, they anticipate a downturn in 2023. People stayed on land because they were afraid of the floating Petri dishes, as the media like to call it. So they were booking these land trips, and they, you know what? They're getting hosed. Hotel rooms are unbelievably expensive. Disney's out of their mind with their, they just raised their prices again, probably lowered their hours. So everybody's looking at cruising as a very, very, very good value for a vacation. He also talked about the new Icon of the Seas. My friend John sent me a video to watch. I haven't had a chance to watch it won't open, really. This is this monster that they're building, 250,000-ton ship. It can carry as many as 9,000 people. It'll probably only have 7,000 on most days. This monster mother, mega mother that's next to us today is somewhere around 6,000. It's crazy. But I didn't know about this. On the Icon of the Seas, they're going to have something called the Ultimate Family Townhouse. It'll hold up to 8 people. It is a townhouse-styled suite. It includes an in-suite slide, not into a pool. You slide, it's 3 floors. So you got the kids sliding from the 3rd floor down to the 1st floor. You got to close that. You can't spend the entire vacation worrying about the kid breaking his ass, sliding from 3 down to 1. Use the stairs, you mutant. It also has a cinema space. I love this. It's a little place with, you know, with a, like 3 chairs and an overhead projector. It has karaoke. Who wants karaoke in the room? Oh, my God. And a private entrance to the Surfside neighborhood. And you know what? It's 50% sold for next year, according to Michael Belli, at a price, an average price. Are you ready? This is Royal Caribbean. This is a Regent. $75,000. Now, that's 8 people. Now, I didn't break it down to find out if that's for a 7-day cruise. Better not be a day. $75,000 for the week. But that's 8 people. Okay, that's not too bad now I think about it. Right? 8? No, that's a lot of money. Oh, my God. That's a lot of money. According to Michael Belli, now more than ever. These are his words. I'm quoting because I love the quote, cruise line presidents, because, man, can they spew it. You worry about sustainability and toxic fumes. Presidents of cruise lines, wow. And according to Michael Belli, now more than ever, family and friends are prioritizing experiences where they can bond and enjoy their own adventures. We set out to create a vacation that makes all that possible in one place for the thrill seekers, the chill enthusiasts, and everyone in between without compromise. It's the first of a kind combination that makes Icon the future of family vacations, and the future is here. Hey, Mikey, man, is anybody talking to you? The reason that families go on a cruise is to put their kid into the kids program. That's the reason. They bring their kids on board, they take them to meet the youth coordinator, and they forget they got pregnant. That's you need them all sliding up and down 2 floors, screaming and hollering. The poor dad's trying to watch something on the TV, and the kid's running around. Can I use this slide again? I don't know. Maybe they don't have meetings there. All I remember about big ships is bring the kids on and forget you had them in the first place. That's the whole purpose. To have a private cinema. No, go with the kids and watch a movie. A private balcony jacuzzi. How are you going to use that? You have all your kids on board. You and the wife want to get in there with a bottle of champagne. Not to mention, it's on the back of the ship. A helicopter goes by and go, cover up. Anyway, bottom line to all this, very big business in the cruise industry right now. Everybody wants to go on a cruise. How about that? All right, this is just something I see and I'm thinking about, and I'm probably boring the non-avid cruisers, but for the people in the industry, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I see this differently. But Carnival has announced in 2024 they will have a series of cruises called Carnival Journeys, and they are 14-day cruises. I always remember Carnival as a 3-day, 4-day, 7-day, man overboard, wet t-shirt, let's get hammered cruise line. If you're doing 14-day cruises, you're competing with Holland America. You're competing with Princess. You're outside your lane. But I think they trust Christine Duffy so much that they're, you know, they said, let's do this. The Carnival Spirit has a 14-night round trip out of Alaska. That'll be scooter heaven. The Radiance will be doing 14 days out of Long Beach. No, I don't. Oh, it's going to Hawaii. It's doing the 14-day to Hawaii that Princess does. Holland America does. The Carnival Pride is out of Baltimore, and it's going from Baltimore up to Canada and back. Right? That's what the other lines do, out of Boston and out of New York. They're stepping into other people's lanes, so maybe it's intentional. I know she seems to get a lot done there, so maybe that's what that's happened about. And again, the people that don't care about the cruise industry, that was boring. But I'm trying to win over the people in the cruise and travel industry, so every morning it's necessary that they wake up. Because when I get home, this will be up early. When they get home, they can't wait to download this to find out what Tom Drake, the guru of the seas. Huh? You know how they have the icon of the seas, or the symphony of the seas? That's my new name. Tom Drake, the guru of the seas. I mentioned Mayor Adams. I hate to do that, really, but I believe he's a glory hound and a empty suit that wants to be president. Already forgot he's the mayor of New York. My personal opinion. Delete that if you'd like. But he's at, you know, last week I mentioned he wanted to charter cruise ships for the, they say, up to 48,000 asylum seekers. Now they're not immigrants and they're not illegal, because once they come across the border, they give them a number and go, okay, you made it. And now they're called asylum seekers, because we have to have a name for everything. Asylum seekers. Anyway, he's decided now to put 1,000 asylum seekers inside the Brooklyn Cruise Terminal as a temporary shelter. Now, this will be the home port for the MSC Miraviglia next spring. But for now, they're going to use it as a temporary shelter for asylum seekers. And I know this will come as a big shock to you. And it's not really related to travel, except for the fact that MSC might want to go in and fix it up a little bit. People are upset. They think that's inhumane to put them inside the cruise terminal, because they'll be living in tents inside of the cruise terminal. I think it's inhumane because Adam said he was going to rent cruise ships, and these guys were excited that we're going on a cruise. Now the best they get is the terminal. It's terrible, but it's true. It's crazy. The whole thing is crazy. And finally, here's a guy you'll probably see his resume on Indeed, although this guy's very successful. He's the chief executive officer of the Nassau Cruise Port. His name is Mike Mora Jr. And at a conference, a couple days ago, he actually said that they suck at what they do in Nassau. He said about the Nassau ports and the service they deliver, his words, only by God's grace, that being the geography, being our water, being our beautiful beaches, our warm weather, and our wonderful smiles, are we getting the volume of tourism traffic that we receive, because we fail miserably in our service. Hey, Mikey, I hate to tell you this, babe, it's what every island, it's the reason we go to every island. Nobody's going to the island for the port, the terminal, certainly not today. I mean, you talk about failing miserably, sticking three ships in this little pimple of Honduras, not the brightest thing I've ever seen in my lifetime. And believe me, I know bright, because I am the guru of the seas. Anyway, this guy just trashed. He runs the place. And at this economic conference, he just said, we suck at it. Unbelievable. But I looked it up on, he's on LinkedIn. Who isn't? I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on LinkedIn and unlinkedIn, which is probably what this podcast will cause me to be. Unlinked from business. Anyway, Nassau is the fifth busiest passenger cruise port in the world, and it was recently part of they did a poll, because you know you have to poll, and it came in 20th out of 20 ports as being one of the worst. 19th, I'm sorry, 20 was Freeport in the Bahamas. But, and he's blaming other things. He's blaming the cruise lines too. He said the cruise lines are building their own private islands because they want to control the destination. Duh! Of course they are! They had to. They have no choice, because the governments of the islands are not very effective, so what the hell, we'll build our own. I mean, right here in Honduras, Mahogany Bay, we don't go there. Mahogany Bay is another man-made destination with beaches and shops and restaurants and tchotchkes and Diamonds International. They're all here because the cruise lines are better at it. What can I tell you? But boy, oh boy, you want to read something funny. It was in the Guardian, the Nassau Guardian, whatever, Mike Mora Jr. I think I stick my foot in my mouth. I think I say things that will cause me to lose my job. This guy tops me 6 ways from Sunday. What time is it? Oh my goodness, 19 minutes. Way too long. If I'm going to get the people from the travel and cruise industry to listen to the guru of the seas. I'm going to have to shorten it up. But anyway, hey, this was Meatloaf Tuesday, and it turned out this is a nice meatloaf. It won't need that much ketchup. Talk to you tomorrow.